This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's main doctor says that although the president is not out of the woods yet, he is cautiously optimistic about Mr. Trump's recovery from COVID-19. The president, who has been at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, sent out an update on Saturday.
So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
Several people within Mr. Trump's inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump, advisor Hope Hicks, and members of Trump's Republican Party, have also tested positive after all of them attended a ceremony for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on September 25th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is cutting his Asia trip short after President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. Initially, he was supposed to visit Mongolia and South Korea, but instead will only spend time in Japan. In a speech delivered virtually earlier and to the Florida Family Policy Council, Pompeo said that he was in good health, but he canceled his in-person appearance at the event out of abundance of caution. He said he still planned to go to Asia, though. In a statement, the State Department said that Pompeo was expecting to travel to Asia again in October and will work to reschedule the visits in his original itinerary. Republican members of the U.S. Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled October 12th. Even if Democrats agree to cancel the regular Senate sessions to avoid further spread of COVID-19. This is VOA News.